Tonight we're going to continue our study of the Old Testament book by book. And as we made mention this morning, tonight's lesson is an overview of the book of Lamentations. The book of Lamentations, it is a book that is greatly ignored. It is a book that very few have studied. And unless you're one of those who has a daily Bible reading program to go through the entire Bible, the likelihood is you've not read it more than once or twice anyway. But the book of Lamentations, though it is but five chapters, is a very important book. We know that it's important because it's in the Bible. Sometimes we are quizzed as to why does God have this in the Scriptures, and we don't always know the answer as to why. We simply know that it's there because it's important. And since it is there, it is important for us to know those things that are recorded in that particular book. As the Apostle Paul brings out in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, whatsoever things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And therefore it is important for us to know concerning all of these books in the Old Testament. The book of Lamentations is basically a sequel to the book of Jeremiah. Probably most of you thought sequels started with the movie industry in the last few years, but that's not the case. The book of Lamentations was a sequel from Old Testament times, a sequel to the book of Jeremiah. The author of the book of Lamentations, as far as we know anyway, and there seems to be very little debate concerning it, is the prophet Jeremiah, as he was the writer of the book of Jeremiah. It was written sometime shortly after, from all indications, shortly after the fall of Jerusalem, which would make it somewhere in the neighborhood of 586 BC to 580 BC, somewhere in that neighborhood. It is written to those who have endured the trauma of the fall of Jerusalem and those who are either living under the rule of Babylon, still in Jerusalem, or those who have been taken away captive to explain concerning these things after Judah has been overthrown and ravaged by the Babylonians and Nebuchadnezzar. The purpose of the book of Lamentations, simply stated, is to express the grief and the sorrow of the prophet Jeremiah concerning the events that have transpired. It truly is an expression of grief. In fact, the book of Lamentations is five poems that have been put together. And all five poems are expressions of grief and sorrow and anguish, as we're going to notice. But that does not mean despair as far as what is recorded in the book of Lamentations. The very name Lamentations means weeping, lamenting. And in order to get the real feel for the word Lamentations, for the idea of the book, you have to consider someone who is wailing uncontrollably over the loss of something that cannot be recovered. And when you think of it in that way, that's exactly what you have in the book of Lamentations. Extreme wailing, uncontrollable wailing and sorrow over the loss of something that cannot be recovered. And Lamentations, as we said, contains poems, five poems, in fact, that are poems of grief and sorrow, lament and anguish over the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and over the captivity of the Jews. But let me make this one additional point, because I think this is something that is often overlooked. It's not just the fact that the city of Jerusalem was destroyed. It is not just the fact that the Jews are captive. But more importantly, Jeremiah, through the book of Lamentations, is bewailing the fact that God has left his people. And the temple was destroyed. The temple was destroyed, which was so very important to the Jews, and especially the worship of the Jews. And the temple was destroyed after God left the temple because of that which the Jews participated in. And that is truly the catalyst behind the lamentations that Jeremiah expresses in this book. In the Septuagint version, this book is called The Tears of Jeremiah. And in the Septuagint version, Jeremiah and the book of Lamentations are just one book. They are put together. There is no division, essentially, between them. In the Jewish Bible, it is called Ahau, in our terms, anyway. And that's simply because that's the first word or expression in the book of Lamentations. And we've made mention throughout our study that many of the books, most of the books that the Jews put names on the books simply come from the first phrase or first words of that particular book as being the name that they gave to the book. And so the name that they give to this particular book is the name Ahau. And yet it is an expression of exclamation concerning their sorrow and their sympathy. And in English terms, we would say, alas, or how sad it is. And that's exactly the way the book of Lamentations begins. How sad it is. That's the idea that's being portrayed here. In fact, this very same expression, term in the Hebrew, is used as the opening not only of chapter 1, but also of chapter 2 and also chapter 4 in expressing this sorrow. Later in history, the Jews would refer to the book of Lamentations as being the book of laments, which of course is where we also get the idea of lamentations, lamenting. It is extreme sadness, as well as humiliation that was experienced both by those who remained in Judah after the city was destroyed, but also those who were taken captives, as the 137th Psalm brings out as well. And the message is that sin brings misery and judgment from God. And yet God still loves those that are being persecuted. God still loves those who are being punished, even when he must do the punishing. And remember that God has already stated through the prophets that Nebuchadnezzar was going to be working for God in doing this. It was not something that went against God's favor as far as the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and of the temple was concerned. It was part of his plan in order to wake them up and to realize just how bad they were, spiritually speaking, even though they are the people of God. And so Jeremiah seeks to instruct those who are the downtrodden, his countrymen, to understand the reason as to why the city has been burned and lies in ruins, which they, those who are left behind with Jeremiah, have beheld. And as they see the city and the temple completely destroyed. Yet it is more, the book of Lamentations is more than a cheerless protest of the inequities of life. That in fact, the theme of the book of Lamentations is, the Lord is just and righteous. We in fact, those of the Jews of Jeremiah's day, we deserve this. This is exactly what God said would happen if we turned away from him. And Jeremiah is emphasizing to the Jews of his day, we left God with no choice. He is just. He is righteous in bringing this against us. And therefore, the message of the book of Lamentations, even though it is a book of weeping, even though it is a book of sorrow, is, in fact, God is just. He is righteous. He has carried through what he promised to do, going all the way back to Moses. By way of background, concerning the book of Lamentations, when you consider the way the Jews treat the book of Lamentations, have you ever wondered, and I had never really given it much thought, Whenever you see on the news or various programs concerning the Jews being in Jerusalem, they always, somewhere along the way, will show you the different ones at the Wailing Wall. The different Jews that are there crying and petitioning there at the wall. Have you ever wondered what many of them are saying? I had never given it much thought. And yet, the majority of them, every Friday, go to the Wailing Wall and they quote passages from the Book of Lamentations. Because it is a constant reminder to them of the destruction of the temple and the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. And so every Friday they go to the Wailing Wall and they speak various portions from the Book of Lamentations as a constant reminder concerning the events that transpired 586 B.C. It is one of those five rolls that we've referred to at a couple different times, or five scrolls, that are read in the synagogue on special days. Remember, we made mention that the Song of Solomon is read at the Passover. The Book of Ruth is read on Pentecost. The Book of Ecclesiastes is read at the Feast of Tabernacles. The Book of Esther is read at the Feast of Purim. And now the Book of Lamentations is read at the anniversary of the fall of Jerusalem, which is the ninth day of the first month, or the month Ab. And so it is that which they read every year, and yet they quoted every week, at least parts of it, when they were there at the Wailing Wall. The background concerning the Book of Lamentations itself, it is written basically in an acrostic form. Remember, it is poetry. It is written in an acrostic form. And therefore, when you look at the verses in your Old Testament from the Book of Lamentations, the first two chapters have 22 verses in each chapter. Chapters 4 and 5 have 22 chapters or 22 verses in each chapter. Chapter 3, though, is different in that it has 66 verses in that chapter. 22 is the number of Hebrew letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And each verse in chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4, each verse begins with a different letter of the alphabet. Chapters 1, 2, and 4 are in alphabetical order of the Hebrew alphabet, beginning with Aleph and going all the way through the end. And don't ask me what the last one is. Omega, I guess, is what it is. Alpha and Omega. No, it's not. That's Greek. We'll try something else later. I was right the first time. I don't know what it is in Hebrew. But anyway, it is in alphabetical order. And yet chapter 3, which has 66 verses in it, 3 times 22. They go in groups of 3. The first 3 are the first letter, begin with the first letter of the alphabet. The next 3, the second letter of the alphabet, Beth, and so on through the Hebrew alphabet. Chapter 5, though, even though it has 22 verses in it, is irregular in its style in that it's not in alphabetical order, though each letter of the alphabet begins one of the verses. And so it's not in alphabetical order, though they're all there. And generally it's believed that it was written in this way in order to make it easier for them to memorize. And we can understand how that would be the case. If it's in alphabetical order, using all the letters of the alphabet to begin the sentence, to begin the verse, it would be easier to remember the various things, the various parts of the poems. Remember, 5 different poems put together in the Book of Lamentations, and therefore make it easier for them to remember as such. But as we noticed in the Book of Jeremiah, Judah would have to repent in order to avert the threatened destruction that God expressed to them in order to keep it from happening. But the children of Israel, the nation of Judah, refused to repent. That's what Jeremiah brings out in several different places. One of those is Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 5 through 10. And since they refused to repent, they left God with no choice but to carry through with what he said he would do, which was to destroy them. By the way, it also is such that may help us to understand that when Jesus says, though he's not speaking concerning the destruction of Jerusalem in the book of Jeremiah or the book of Lamentations, but the point is still there. Jesus makes the point in chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, except ye repent, ye shall also likewise perish. There's the point. The people were wondering if the people that had been destroyed by the Tower of Siloam when it fell, if they were more wicked than everyone else. And Jesus says, except ye repent, ye shall also likewise perish. Well, it is the very same idea as is being expressed in the book of Lamentations concerning the fact that they were destroyed because of their actions, because of their sins, and yet God had called them to repentance. But they refused to come back. Jeremiah. His name, of course, as we noted 2 weeks ago, his name means exalted of Jehovah or appointed of Jehovah, Jehovah God. He is known as, certainly because of the book of Lamentations, if no other reason, he is known as the weeping prophet. He is known sometimes as the prophet of doom. And it is because of his foretelling concerning the doom and the destruction of the nation of Judah and of the temple and of the city of Jerusalem. And yet, Jeremiah witnessed the very prophecies that he gave to the nation of Judah. He told them they were going to be destroyed if they did not repent, and he saw it come to pass. He saw it actually take place, even though it is not what he wanted. Jeremiah does not give the prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem and the prophecy of the destruction of the temple because that's what he wanted to see happen. That is absolutely not the case. But he saw the fulfillment of his prophecies nonetheless. And yet the fulfillment was because of their rejection of God. Jeremiah is an eyewitness to the events that are described here in the book of Lamentations. And he speaks concerning the fact that the prophets and the priests and the kings and all the common people are suffering as a result of this. They are in sorrows. Chapter 2 also brings out, as well as chapter 4, that some of those starving mothers actually cannibalized on their own children because of what was taking place. Chapter 2, as well as chapter 3, he makes mention that Judah's enemies laugh at them, laugh at their demise, because after all, the great God of Israel has allowed them to be taken captive, and yet they brought it upon themselves. Chapter 2 also brings out concerning the glory and the grandeur of the once proud city of Jerusalem that is no more. That glory and that grandeur is gone. And as exiles, they are shameful. And shame has been brought upon them. Chapter 1, verses 3 and 18. Jeremiah begins the book of Lamentations immediately pouring out his heart unto God because of what has happened. And remember, he is not writing concerning things in the future here. He's writing concerning the things that have already taken place. And he pours out his heart from the opening verse. By way of background concerning the destruction of Jerusalem, we need to remember that as a result of King Zedekiah, that Nebuchadnezzar had put on the throne, and King Zedekiah has rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, appealing to Egypt to protect them and refusing to pay tribute to Nebuchadnezzar. That is the reason that Nebuchadnezzar will lay siege of the city of Jerusalem for 18 months. before it will be destroyed. One of the things to remember as well concerning the destruction of cities at this particular time was that they often lay siege to the city, which simply means they surrounded the city and they cut off all entrance and exits from the city. Anyone who tried to go in would either be turned away or killed. Anyone who tried to come out would be killed or sent or chased back in. And for 18 months, no one has been allowed in or out of the city of Jerusalem. Therefore, commerce could not be conducted. And the reason as to why Jeremiah portrays the grave circumstances of the people in the city of Jerusalem, to where even some of the mothers are eating their own children. There was no other food that was available. And certainly we cannot understand how a mother could do that. And yet we know of various mothers today that seemingly would not give it a second thought to do the very same thing by the very way they treat their children. Lamentations describes in the most vivid manner, the most vivid words possible, just how terrible the suffering is that the Jews were subjected to during that particular siege. By the way, important to remember as well, they didn't have the Walmart there. They didn't have a local shopping center to be able to buy food at, and even if they did, it wouldn't have lasted 18 months. And those who had gardens, as some of you have, the gardens were on the outside of the city wall. They weren't on the inside. You didn't have those things inside. And so as a result of that, food ran out very soon after the siege started. And in fact, Jeremiah will even make mention in the book of Lamentations that our bodies are turned black because of the lack of food. That indicates to you, when you think concerning it, that death is taking place in the body from malnutrition. And that is exactly what Jeremiah is portraying to us as what was taking place in the city of Jerusalem. When the city was finally captured by Nebuchadnezzar, it was ordered to be completely destroyed. And in fact, we are told that when the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, it too was completely destroyed. There was not anything left remaining as far as the temple was concerned. Well, concerning the book of Lamentations, what are some of the keys to the book, as we've tried to notice with each of the books? Certainly the key word is that of sorrow or lamenting. And the key verses would include several different things. I put a few down. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 12. Jeremiah says, "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger." Chapter 2. And in verse 17, "The Lord hath done that which he had devised. He hath fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old. He hath thrown down and hath not pitied. He hath caused thine enemy to rejoice over thee. He hath set up the horn of thine adversaries." And then in chapter 3, beginning in verse 21, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him." As we're going to notice, one of the things to remember is in this book of sorrows, in this book of lamenting, chapter 3, the middle chapter, is the chapter of hope. It is the chapter of hope for Jews who are living through this experience. The key phrase in the book of Lamentations is the phrase, "Renew our days as of old," which, by the way, happens to be the next to the last verse of the book, chapter 5, verse 21. The key chapter is chapter 3, Because in chapter 3, Jeremiah is expressing great faith in the goodness as well as the mercy of Jehovah God, even though he is in the midst of destruction. An outline of the book would be simply by chapter. Chapter 1 is the way of wickedness. Chapter 2, the wrath of God. Chapter 3, the weight of sorrow. Chapter 4, the want of help. And chapter 5, the wreck of iniquity. And there you have an outline of the book of Lamentations. With each of the books, we have tried to determine if there is any reference to the Messiah, to the Christ in the book, and what that reference or teaching would be concerning it. There is no real reference to the Messiah in the book of Lamentations. But Lamentations, being wailing, being lamenting, this book actually foreshadows the wailing and lamenting that Jesus expressed over the city of Jerusalem before his crucifixion because of the coming destruction of the city of Jerusalem and of the temple again in AD 70. And again, it will be because the Jews have rejected God. And with such, Jesus will weep over the city, Matthew chapter 23, just as Jeremiah did, though Jesus does it in advance, when Jeremiah does it after the fact. And the misery and the mockery of Jesus is in fact anticipated in the book of Lamentations. Well, what are some of the lessons that we can learn from this particular book? And certainly there are many more that we could have put here that we didn't, but just a few. One lesson would be that there are at least three major truths that are brought out in this particular book. One is that sin brings great tribulation and sorrow. Paul would say, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. A second major truth from this book is that their bondage could have been avoided if the backsliding people of Judah had simply returned to God, if they had simply repented as God called for them to do. Third major teaching here is that divine chastening disciplines the people of God. Yes, it is such that God does bring discipline even upon his own people when they refuse to do as he has told them to do. Another lesson we can learn from the book of Lamentations is that God's word is true. Again, remember, that is the very point that Jeremiah is bringing out here in the book of Lamentations. These things have happened to the nation of Judah because God keeps his word. And God warned the Jews, going all the way back to Moses, that if they departed from him and refused to abide by his law, he would be left with no other choice but to destroy them. And that's exactly what took place. His punishment fulfilled those prophecies of the Old Testament and proved that, in fact, God's word is certain. It is true, and God does keep his promises. Another lesson that we can learn from the book of Lamentations deals with the sinfulness of God's people and how that it causes God's enemies to blaspheme him, because he is the protector of them. And yet, when the people turn away from their God, God eventually turns away from his people. And as a result of that, those enemies of the people of God scoff God. They blaspheme God, just as they did the nation of Judah and the God of Judah. Another lesson from the book of Lamentations is that the Jews had sown the wind, but they must reap the whirlwind. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what takes place in the book of Lamentations and in the book of Jeremiah. Lamentations describes the aftermath. One final lesson that we can learn from the book of Lamentations is that God rejected their services because their hearts were insincere. And with this is the point that while the form or the method which is prescribed by God is indispensable and it must be followed in order to be obedient to God, yet if the practice of the form of devotion is without the heart, then it is simply hypocrisy. And that's exactly the way that God looks at it. And the Jews were condemned because their worship was corrupt, their offerings were unworthy, and they were openly hypocritical about it. Oh, they continued to worship God, just not according to what he told them to do, and their heart wasn't in it. They were not worshiping in spirit and in truth, as Jesus says we must do, John 4, verse 24. The book of Lamentations is a book of despair, but not one of dismay. Because there in the very middle, there in chapter 3, is the hope. I will therefore hope in him, Jeremiah says, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24. Jeremiah knew there was still hope. There was still hope. And he looked forward to that hope. Because hope is an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, and it is that which helps us, just as it did Jeremiah, to keep on keeping on, which is exactly what God expects us to do. The book of Lamentations, five short poems that have been put together, and yet such a great book. A great book that even in the despair that they were experiencing, Jeremiah could still look in hope for the future because he knew God. He truly knew God.